WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and you've heard us do family meetings on The Brian Lehrer Show. Well, now we're going to dive into the family business. We're kicking off a series today celebrating some of our area's family-run small businesses, places that have been around for generations. We'll spend the last few minutes of the show taking a tour of these longtime storefronts and talking about how these small businesses are doing for the next week or so. And we'll start at Sahadi's in Brooklyn Heights with one of the owners, Bob Sahadi. His father opened the Middle Eastern grocery store on Atlantic Avenue in 1948. Hey, Bob Sahadi, welcome to WNYC. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We read that Sahadi's actually opened over a century ago in Lower Manhattan on Washington Street in a neighborhood that used to be called Little Syria, now known as the West Village. How did it come to be in Brooklyn?
Well, when my father came in 1919 to this country, he went to work for his uncle down on Washington Street. In the 30s, he decided to go off on his own and opened up his own business on Washington Street. And came the time for the tunnel to be built, and many of the businesses were displaced. And in 1948, that moved him across the river onto Atlantic Avenue, and he and his partner started business there, and then he had three sons, of which I'm the third. And when my father passed away in 1967, my eldest brother Charlie basically took over running the business, and he and my father's partner, until my father's partner retired. So that's how we came to be in Brooklyn.
I can practically taste the hummus right now just hearing your voice. What are the most common things that people buy?
These days, a lot of deli things, such as hummus and tabbouleh and baba ghanoush and stuff, but still a lot of staples, a lot of grains, dried fruits, nuts, spices are very popular these days. Olives are very, olives and olive oil, and the prepared food section. And people like to have some halva, stuff like that.
There are now three generations of Sahadi's running things, I see. Was it a given that you and your brother would join the business, and was it a given that your nieces and nephews would, too?
Well, we were encouraged to explore other possibilities before coming into the business, but I guess I always felt that that's where I was going to end up. It was here, and you were comfortable with it, and it was a good running business. It just required a lot of work. So as long as you were willing to put in the hours can go from 60, 70, 80 hours a week, up to 100 hours when we were younger. You do what has to be done to keep a business running.
Some listeners might be cringing thinking about going into business with their own relatives. What are your family meetings like?
For the most part, we get along fairly well. I mean, it's not an easy thing to be in with family. Sometimes you've got to bite your tongue. You've got to look the other. I mean, it's not simple working with family. I mean, everybody's striving for the same goal to improve the business, but everybody has different ideas on how to do it. And as long as you're willing to do some compromising, you get along fine. If you've got a few thick-headed souls there, you'll have some problems.
That stretch of Atlantic Avenue near you used to be home to a pretty big Middle Eastern community, but so many of those families moved away decades ago, and the neighborhood is so different now. I wonder if you have any sense of why Sahadi's has thrived for so long, even after the Middle Eastern community on Atlantic moved mostly to Bay Ridge and some other places.
Well, years ago, when the Middle Eastern community lived here, and that was our main support, Middle Eastern food was, this was a very ethnic store, and you were very comfortable in it if you were of that ethnicity, but if you weren't, you perhaps weren't. It was a foreign store to some, just like some Italian stores would be to people who were non-Italians. What happened is hummus, when I was a little kid, nobody knew what hummus was. Now it's maybe a $350, $400 million industry that everybody knows what it is. And we've picked up on those customers who now have discovered Middle Eastern food, which is highly vegetarian in many ways and very healthy Mediterranean diet-wise many ways. So we've picked up on that, and the influx of the young Americans who now like to eat healthy and eat that type of food are what has supported us over the years now.
Was there a time that family lore says that the family from the storefront saw the big change in Brooklyn coming, you know, where somebody came home one day and said, you know, this neighborhood is changing. All the Arabs are moving out and the gentrifiers are moving in. Anything like that?
Well, we've changed. I mean, the store, what it looks like now is far different than what it looked like 40 or 50 years ago. We had a third brother, Richard, who was the one who started us on the line toward gourmet foods, toward out of the strict Middle Eastern diet and into some outside things. And that was in the 70s, and that progressed from there. And then we've adapted as the neighborhood has changed. I mean, I don't know that we could predict what was going to happen, but when you see what your customer base has changed over to, you adapt to there. You listen to what they'd like, and you try and adapt and bring in that type of product. We sell a lot of local Brooklyn things now. A lot of Brooklyn is booming as a manufacturing plant for a lot of small companies now, and we've started selling a lot of that stuff also.
Do you have a favorite hummus flavor or anything else from your own store?
Hummus flavor to me is meant to be just plain hummus. It didn't have flavors growing up. I can appreciate the thought of it, but that's where the American specialty comes in, where you give an American an item and he tries to see how he can get expanded and get more shelf space, and that's where all this developing
roasted
hummus is,
peppers, you know, hummus, spicy garlic hummus.
I mean, this was non-existent, but the Americans are really good at bringing out the expansion on things, and they're looking at it from a marketing point of view, and they're very successful with hummus, with couscous, with many other products that customarily have always been made traditionally in one flavor.
And there we leave it with Bob Sahadi, second-generation owner of Sahadi's in Brooklyn. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.
And tomorrow, our series The Family Business continues with Lou DiPaolo of DiPaolo's Fine Foods in what remains of Little Italy. That's the Brian Lehrer Show for today. Coming up next, after the news, it's the Leonard Lopate Show. First, I'll find out how to maximize your Social Security benefits, no matter what your circumstances may be, and how to plan wisely before retirement. Then dramaturg Brandon Jacobs Jenkins and actors Austin Smith and Haynes Thigpen discuss the new play, An Octoroon. That and more on the Leonard Lopate Show, right after the latest news. Brian Lehrer, talk to you tomorrow.